have every night. Or maybe it's just me. Whew. So it's starting to look really, really beautiful outside, which is great because I get to stay in right tonight's show, which is going to be fantastic because we have quite a number of remixes that are now keepers in my collection. Oh, and tonight we're going to be heavy on the disco, looking into French house, as well as all these different samples. But first we'll start things off with a little bit of Skee-Lo, something that we have to look to in the past. So you are now listening to Funk My Life on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC. And we're just going to let them take over.
But yo, she's really fine. You know, I see her all the time, everywhere I go. Even in my dreams, I got scheming ways to make her mine. Cause I know she's living fat. Her boyfriend's tall and he plays ball. So how am I gonna compete with that? Cause when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked. And in some cases, never picked at all. So I just lean up on the wall or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch their man ball. Tag y'all, I never understood black. While the jocks get the fly girls and y'all get the hood rats. I tell them scat, skittles, kabobble. Got hit with a bottle, put in the hospital for talking that mess. I confess it's a shame when you living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses, like quick, got sick to my stomach, overcoming my thoughts of me and her together, right? So when I asked out, she said I wasn't that type. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller, I wish I had a girl with a good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 parlor. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller, I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 parlor. Hey, you, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Hey, you, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Hey, you, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Ah, yes, ain't that fresh? Everybody wants to get down. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller, I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 parlor. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller, I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 parlor. A brand new car, so far I got this hatchback, and everywhere I go, yo, I get slapped. And when I'm in my car, I'm laid back. I got an A-track and a spare tire in the back seat, that's black. And do you wanna know what's really whack? See, I can't even get a date, so what you think of that? I heard that prom night is a bomb night with a hood ratchet and hold tight, but really though, bro, when in my car, I can't even get a hello. Well, so many people wanna cruise Crenshaw on Sunday. One day I'ma have to get in my car and go. You know, I take the 110 to the 105. Get off on Crenshaw, tell my homies it's alive. Cause it's hard to survive when you're living in a concrete jungle. Then these girls keep passing me by. She looks fly, she looks fly. Make me say, my, my, my. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 parlor. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller, I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 parlor. I had my way, cause every day would be a Friday, and you can even speed on a highway. I would play ghetto games, name my kids ghetto names, Little Mookie, Big Al, and Rain. Yo, you know that's on the real. So if you down on your luck, then you should know just how I feel. Cause if you don't want me around, see I go simple, I go easy, I go great now. Hey, hey, you, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Hey, hey, you, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Hey, hey, you, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Ah, yes, ain't that fresh? Now everybody wants to get down like that. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 parlor. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller, I wish I had a girl who lived in, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 parlor.
Miss DJ Spooky's Terra Nova, Symphonia Antarctica, Saturday, April 9th at the Chan Center. This large-scale multimedia work is a meditation on global warming, translating DJ Spooky's first-person encounter with the harsh, dynamic landscape of Antarctica into visual and sonic portraits. This performance will also feature Corey Ham on piano, as well as string trio Infinitus. Tickets and more information can be found at chancenter.com. That's DJ Spooky performing Terra Nova, Sinfonia Antarctica, Saturday, April 9th at the Chan Center on UBC campus.
That sounds like a really cool event. Corey Ham is one of UBC's award-winning teachers in the music program, so it's kind of amazing to see him team up with DJ Spooky to perform live. I did an interview with him a couple of years back for this profile that I was writing, but that's neither here nor, well, it was there, but that's not here. So we started things off with Skilo's I Wish, and that is the Slink remix. That's a mid-1990s hit from LA rapper Skilo, and it's a great sing-along at any house party or anything small. And that was remixed by Brisbane, Australia's Slink. There's a lot of Australians tonight who are doing the producing for tonight's show. Next was Marvin Gaye's Heard It Through the Grapevine, and this is probably my new favorite version of it, quickly overtaking the Freemasons' house remix of Heard It Through the Grapevine, I believe. And that's the Funk Ferret edit of Rob Tex's disco version of Marvin Gaye's definitive hit. And that's New Zealand's DJ, Funk Ferret. And that's a free download from his SoundCloud. So if you look it up, you can grab it for yourself. And we will also post it on www.funkmylife.com as soon as I get to it this weekend. And then we just heard Richie Havens' Going Back to My Roots. And that's the Leon DJ Deluxe Mix, also from SoundCloud. This is a Greek DJ. Leon DJ gives another amazing dance remix, this time with Richie Havens' Going Back to My Roots, which, if you remember, is one of the members of the original Woodstock, 1969 Woodstock Festival lineup. In fact, he opened for that show. So this man is a folk legend, and it's an amazing departure into soulful disco from his mostly folkish stuff, and folkish and soulful stuff nonetheless. The remix is also, yeah, once again, free download, but I don't know if it's available anymore, but you could probably find it if you tried. Look up Leon DJ. And next up, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? I hope you guys all like Britpop, because this was for sure overplayed back in the day. But not this particular version. So once again, you're listening to Funk My Life on CITR 101.9 FM. mind if you think this is repetitive. Well, it's supposed to be. It's a genre of music called French House, and it's heavy, heavy, heavy on the looping and the synths. So this one cuts up Donna Summer's track, Spring Affair, and this is a Go-Go Biscuit remix, who's a Scottish DJ that I saw playing with the 12s just a couple of weeks ago. So what's interesting about French House and what they call new disco as well is that they will completely just sample it into something totally new, something that's far more of a dance track that you would find in the European dance clubs today. So he's starting to get really big. You could grab a lot of his tracks for free off of his SoundCloud. And the track before him was also another French House track, this time by Yella Finesse, who's a Atlanta, Georgia, 19-year-old DJ. And his French House and new disco track is called Back to the Dance Floor. And that's from the new disco EP available on Beatport. And things kicked off with Go Home Productions' Papa Was a Clock. And that's Mark Vidler's mashup between Coldplay's Clocks and The Temptations' Papa Was a Rolling Stone, one of my favorite Temptations tracks. And he does a bunch of interesting mashups, so I'd also recommend taking a look at them. Next up, I got something that will probably be very displeasurable to the philosophy of this radio station. But first, we'll have a little bit of an announcement.
I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
So this is the part of the show where we usually look at a track and then try to find its influences and or mostly samples that it uses from these old funk and disco and soul tracks. And tonight we've got a American singer who goes by the name of Stefanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta, better known as Lady Gaga. And this is a single from her debut album, The Fame, in 2008, and you've all heard it because it is the best-selling single, one of the best-selling singles in history at 9.8 million copies. And why will this be played on an independent music radio station? This song, interestingly, well, not just this song, but Lady Gaga gives voice to the queer community. And that's not often that you find this intersection between pop commercial music that's at the top of the charts with empowering a marginalized group. And lyrically, Poker Face is about sex and gambling, but the song has many different interpretations regarding bisexuality. I've heard one opinion expressing that it's the queer sexual energy while putting on a heteronormative facade for, in this case, Lady Gaga's boyfriends. Speaking of which, go check out Spit this Friday at the Anza Club. It's a high-energy dance party that's queer-friendly, which generally means it's a friendly environment that's welcome to just about everyone, regardless if you're celibate, heterosexual, queer, or anything in between. So that's happening tomorrow at the Anza Club. First, we're going to listen to Poker Face and see if you can find a sample. This one's a tricky one. I'll give you a hint. It's Boney M's sample, but here's Lady Gaga.
With me,
I love it.
Love game, intuition, play the cards with spades to start.
And after he's been hooked, I'll play the one that's on his heart.
Oh, 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 oh.
I'll get him hard, show him what I got.
Oh, Poker face. I wanna roll with him, a hot pair we will be. A little gambling is fun when you're with me. Russian roulette is not the same without a gun. And baby, when it's love, if it's not rough, it isn't fun. Poker face. I won't tell you that I love you, kiss or hug you, cause I'm bluffing with my muffin. I'm not lying, I'm just stunning with my love glue gunning. Just like a chick in the casino, take your bait before I pay you out. I promise this, promises.
Aha! All right, see if you can spot the sample. This one's a little bit trickier. It's the ma-ma-ma-ma part, and this track is from Boney M. See if you can guess it.
Freeze! I'm Ma Baker. Put your hands in the air. Give me all your money.
This is the story of Ma Baker, the meanest cat from old Chicago town.
All right, that was the track Ma Baker, which is a single off of Boney M's second album. And that is originally a tune that was based off of a Tunisian folk song. So the instrumentals were inspired by a Tunisian folk song, but the lyrics were not. They were inspired by the true life story of 1930s outlaw Ma Barker. But the name was changed to Ma Baker because, quote, it sounded better. Now, Kate Ma Barker was the mother of several criminals who ran the Barker Gang from the, quote, public enemy era. Now, the public enemy era is a term, actually not the era. Let's just go with public enemy is a term that was used in the United States during the 1930s for people seen as criminals and extremely damaging to society. So it was first popularized in April 1930 by Frank J. Loesch, the chairman of the Chicago Crime Commission to denounce Chicago gangsters, especially one named Al Capone. It was immortalized by the FBI, who used it to describe high-profile fugitives all throughout the 1930s, including John Dillinger, Babyface Nelson, Bonnie and Clyde, Alvin Karpis, and of course, the aforementioned Ma Barker. America has always had this sort of, I guess, label for its perceived enemies, and in the 1930s, it was public enemy. A couple of decades later, that changed to anarchist, then communist during the Cold War, and now it's terrorist. So that kind of thing tends to happen a lot with these this need to create an other so that you can rally behind what is already an establishment. And now you know where the appropriation of public enemy by the hip-hop community comes from. See, this is how I can justify playing Poker Face on CITR. You know, we have this, even though it is just a loose tie to this sample of a Boney M track, it is kind of remarkable that ultimately, it has ties to a Tunisian folk song, and then also it has a illustrative history of America's cultural fabric, which strongly influences, of course, the Canadian music scene as well. Boney M especially has been sampled quite a lot, and he's been everywhere simply because he's one of those first experimental sampling, really easy to cut DJs because, well, not DJs, they were a band, but it was produced really well, as if it's a DJ production. Everything was set really well, so it's easy to set loops, easy to cut, and then, you know, which is why you see things like Barbara Streisand by, not by Boney M, it was by Duck Sauce, and all sorts of other tracks. But first, we have an announcement.
Many people have diabetes and don't know it. You can do something to prevent this serious condition. Eat healthy, stay active, and maintain a healthy weight. Find out more about diabetes from your doctor, or contact HealthLink BC to speak in your language with a nurse, dietitian, or pharmacist. Dial 811 free from anywhere in the province, or visit healthlinkbc.ca. A message brought to you by AMHSA.
All right, so you're listening to Funk My Life, and we're going to end tonight's set with even more French House, so stay tuned. And you just listened to an amazing house remix of Sledge Sisters' We Are Family. Except this one's a little bit of a remix of a remix. The Groove Stylers did a remix of it back in the day. And then these two dudes from Germany called 2-4 remixed it once again, this time adding in that wobble, which is a very telltale sign of the late 2000s. And the track before that was Shaka Tax. I've never actually tried to pronounce that name out loud before. That was Shaka Tax, Brazilian Love Affair, and that's the Ken at Work remix. That's a MP3 that you can grab. That's a brilliant cover of George Duke's classic. And that gets the Beach House treatment from this DJ from Melbourne, Australia. His name's Ken at Work. You can find him on SoundCloud. And that's about what we have tonight. Next up, we've got... it's not Arurian Dance. That's the track you're listening to right now. Next up on CITR 101.9 FM, we have Oral Tentacles. And that's with Pierre. He will be bringing you up to the dawn, I believe, at 6 o'clock. And let's see, do I have any more announcements? Yeah, thanks to everybody who came out to the Work Less Party. That just happened in the previous weekend. That was a fun time. And this Saturday, there is something called the 2011 Worldwide Pillow Fight Club 6.0. And that's a flash mob for a pillow fight that's happening at 3 p.m. on Saturday. And what is a flash mob? It's a group of people who assemble suddenly in a public place, perform an unusual and sometimes seemingly pointless act for a brief period of time, and then disperse, often for the purposes of entertainment and or satire. And the concept of flash mobs originated in New York, I did not know this, as an experiment initiated by the editor of Wired magazine, Bill Wasik. The first flash mob failed when the store was tipped off, which led to more complicated methods of organizing, including text messaging and staging points. So the second flash mob took place at a rug store and at a Hyatt hotel, where the mobbers clapped for 15 minutes and dispersed. Flash mobs are not organized by any one driven force. They are only for political... They are not for political purposes or promotional purposes. Flash mobs do not ask permission. They follow a set of simple rules. They occur without warning and push the limits of social norms while still exercising the legal rights of an individual. Wow, that makes it really, really sound noble and more than just a fun event. So that's amazing. We always like that crossover. And that is it for Funk My Life. If you liked any of our tracks, check us out on funkmylife.com. We, of course, include all of our podcasts online, so you can listen to it anytime, as well as post tracks that we really like on the website, and you can download those as well. So I guess we'll see you next week. And once again, next up, we have Oral Tentacles on CITR 101.9 FM.